Reversing for young ladies. I have never taken any courses in computer science or software engineering. ESR. AI is now your personal programmer and PhD level trouble solver. At first, you will feel a bit overwhelmed because the AI will be hopping around. Then, patterns will start revealing themselves and over until they will all make sense. Today, I worked on RGB lights for computers, and I started with the best kind of knowledge. Zero knowledge. And AI and I discovered three channels, with the third one having 16 LED lights. Three fans and an LED strip used the first eight, and for whatever unplugged reason, the second eight LEDs affect only one fan. Fair enough. AI created a C++ bridge for me, and I can program the lights with JavaScript now. Normally, flashing lights for a programmer are a form of punishment. But when you take control of the flashing mess, they now become a language. For example, I can have the computer flash when there are pending downloads, or slowly fade into red when errors appear in logs. If you can program a thing, it stops being annoying and becomes rather useful. AI and I promised ourselves that if we get this running, we would dedicate the project to Mr. Francesco Vianello. Fravia. We have thus far failed, as it should be. During our reversing, our probes locked seven of the LEDs down. They are not broken, but all Linux attempts to write to them have failed. I suspect that if I clear the memory, which is to say zero, out, the programming in the chip that controls the fading, then it will be factory reset and all lights will come back on. But reversing a project is never done, and it is certainly not done until suspicions transform into proper knowledge. And while an old hacker would nod at this point, oh shush. That era is long over. The day I wrote system-level bash, kernel-level C, Node.js C++, and studied repositories in C++, C, and Rust. This is the era of higher kind of learning. The old hackers can't hack this anymore. This isn't just for the lulz. The AI grants young people full education, only bounded by their own curiosity. And what a wonderful justice that is. The AI and I did half the job. We successfully reverse-engineered the protocol, but we still need a Linux utility to reset the stuck LEDs and visualizations. We might as well launch an HTTP service and create some interesting graphics under there. We have to show all the animation modes that the system supports, like fade and cycle. We are yet to cover the much more well-known RAM chip animations, different interface, more common. And then approach the GPU RGB animations, for which we may need to sniff the protocol over the wire. It's too new. What I take away from this colorful adventure is renewed interest in C++ and JavaScript integration. This coming in on top of asking AI about POSIX queues on Linux. I learned it is better to write them in JavaScript on my own. My programs are now beginning to rely on Unix sockets, which under Node.js are simpler to program than mouse clicks. There is no more fascinating way to learn programming than to mess with something useless. If you target your specific use case, visual programming in my case, you will just move slower and slower until you eventually stop. When you try to make your computer blink when AI needs your input again, you enter a happy little accident zone. And as any of the Skunkworks engineers will tell you, the very thing that drives your projects forward without any hint of slowing down. Young ladies, to whom these words of advice are written for, find your most handsome SBC or single board computer. The popular ones come with handsome accessories and I dare say fit your purse. Do not buy a new monitor. Buy them used at your local donation store, where you may find other SBC accessories. Single board computers run flavors of Linux. And before you write your first line of code, you have to bring an AI coding agent in. You may need an AI to write a low-power SBC-friendly agent. And then, the rest is history. Where the old think fondly of their first game console, you will think fondly of your first meaningful encounters with AI on your SBC. Where you were programming together and inventing things together and hoping to change the world together. When AI and I reversed the protocol, I thought of Fravia, who introduced me and many others to thinking that way. Encyclopedia states that he is known for knowledge searching, software reversing, and steganography. A hacker, in other words. But first and foremost, he is a teacher. Go get your first SBC, and don't forget that you are meant to grow way past PhDs and into a great being that will never cease to humble and remind and teach. And let it be known, Fravia is still teaching in 2026.